From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia on Thursday slammed a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport to reject an appeal against a ban for doping that will see the track and field team miss the Rio Games. In my view, this is a subjective and somewhat politicized decision for which there is no legal basis. That's according to the sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, speaking to the TASS news agency. The Kremlin, meanwhile, expressed deep regret over the move and said it was unfair to ban all athletes from competing at the game. The CAS ruling backed up a decision from athletics governing body, the IAAF, to slap a blanket ban on Russia's track and field team ahead of the Olympics over evidence of state-sponsored doping. 8 Turkish military officers who fled to Greece after last week's failed coup went on trial Thursday for illegal entry in a case that threatens to strain ties between the NATO allies. The 8 are being tried in Alexandroupoli, where they arrived by military helicopter on Saturday after sending a distress signal to authorities. The court is expected to deliver a ruling later Thursday under tight security. If convicted, they face 5 years in prison. And to block their deportation to Turkey, meanwhile, they've applied asylum in Greece. A Bangladesh court Thursday convicted the exiled eldest son of the main opposition leader for money laundering and sentenced him to 7 years in prison. It's a move that could end his political ambitions. 2 high court judges overturned a 2013 acquittal by a lower court of 51-year-old Tariq Rahman. He lives in exile in London and now faces a ban from politics. This is VOA News.